with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Donald Trump says he's pardoning about 1,500 of his supporters who have been charged in the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack, using his sweeping clemency powers on his first day back in office to dismantle the largest investigation and prosecution in Justice Department history. The pardons were expected after Trump's years-long campaign to rewrite the history of the January 6th attack that left more than 100 police officers injured and threatened the peaceful transfer of power. Trump says he's also commuting the sentences of six defendants, though the White House did not immediately provide further details. Earlier, the president took the oath of office in the Capitol Rotunda. During his inaugural address, President Trump said what's best for the country is his main priority.
During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first.
Frigid temperatures for millions across the country and rare winter storms in the Gulf Coast.
Frigid temperatures engulfing Texas and other parts of the South all the way down to the Florida Panhandle.
So we are looking for a significant winter storm, potentially a historic winter storm for portions of these areas.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says the forecast calls for 4 to 6 inches of snow.
Wouldn't necessarily be the most they've seen, but it would be. It's a very rare event to see totals like that.
Meanwhile, people in the northern plains where some wind chills were negative 50 Monday to Maine, where wind chills were in the single digits and teens, are experiencing bitterly cold weather as an Arctic air mass caused temperatures to plunge well below normal values. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. Religious persecution continues to grow in sub-Saharan Africa.
20 years ago, you might find one nation from that region in the top 10 of the World Watch List, that annual ranking of the worst persecutors on earth compiled by Open Doors USA. In 2025, four sub-Saharan African nations make the top 10, including Somalia, a number 2 right behind North Korea. The rapid spread of radical Islam is driving persecution of Christians all across the lower portion of the African continent. And there's no end in sight. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Many colleges accused of tolerating anti-Semitism on their campuses have been settling with federal civil rights investigators. By cutting such deals, the schools close the cases against them as long as they meet the terms of the agreements, which mostly have involved training and reviews of past complaints. But many colleges, including Columbia and Cornell, face investigations that remain unresolved. SRN News. Another round of talks between Chinese and American leaders.
Last night on Inauguration Eve, China's Vice President Hong Jiang held meetings with incoming Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, as well as separate talks with Elon Musk and other business representatives. The Trump team says the talks come amid ongoing tensions over Pacific regional security, national security, trade, and technology. On Friday, incoming President Trump spoke with China's President Xi, posting on social media that he had what he termed a very good call for both China and the USA. George Williams reporting.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6 struck southern Taiwan. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake hit early Tuesday. Taiwan's Central Weather Administration recorded a magnitude of 6.4. There were no immediate reports of deaths from the quake, though rescuers were still assessing damage. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.